The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this service even as we obtained mercy, we do not faint, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our good news is veiled, it is veiled in those who perish, in whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that the light of the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Seeing it is God who said, "Light will shine out of darkness," who shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God, and not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side, yet not straitened, perplexed, yet not to despair, pursued, yet not forsaken, struck down, yet not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, "I believed, and therefore I spoke," we also believe, and therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace, being multiplied through the many, may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not faint, but though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is for the moment, works for us more and more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.